You are listening to The Breakfast Show on Breezy 101. And hey, it is time for Minute with the Mayor. And Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft has joined us on the show virtually, of course, because I'm still here in my kitchen. And Mayor, thanks for being on. I think as long as we've been doing this, this is the first virtual Minute with the Mayor.
I believe it's the first one. It is.
All right. First time for everything. But I did have an alderman meeting last night. Just a few unclean property hearings, not much. The first thing was a new communications proposal.
Right. So, it's Luckett Communications, but Ms. Luckett actually helps with planning and design of museums. And so, you know, with the change in the scope of work that we're doing from the old Leonard site, we'll just call it to the Strand. We're looking for someone else to come in and kind of guide us and help us. We are trying to incorporate some aspect of the Native American Museum into the Strand. And so the board agreed last night to contract with Luckett Communications, which is Ms. Jeannie Luckett, and at a cost of $4,800 plus minimal expenses of no more than $500. And so we feel like for the expertise Ms. Luckett's going to bring to us, it'll be money well spent on the museum project.
And then after that, there was a proposal from MSI for a lift station.
Yeah, so, you know, most people would never realize or know it, but we have, I don't know, 10 or 12 lift stations for the sewer department where the gravity's too low, and it goes down and actually lifts it up and pump it on back to the lagoons. And one out on Byway Road is, give us a lot of problems for a lot of years. And so MSI, who is now operating the wastewater department for us, has come up and give us an estimate of a total estimate of about $78,000 to rehab that station. So we did budget money for things that they found that needed attention. So this is one of those things. So we did approve that quote last night. Now, it is an estimate. If you remember, Brett, a few weeks ago, about 2 months ago, around the 1st of October, we paid a bill to them outside our normal monthly fee to them for some work over on Southeast Street. You know, I get Southeast, East, South, all these East Streets messed up, but this is on Southeast Street off of College Street over there. They did work. They gave us an estimate. It ran just a little over, so this is an estimate of about $78,000.
And after that, the only other thing on the agenda was an employee resignation.
Yeah, so, you know, COVID brought a lot of things, and Monday I got a little shocker, but Shirlene Robertson at City Hall is, I'm going to say retiring, because Shirlene and I are about the same age, so she is retiring. Her last day will be next Friday, December the 11th. Shirlene has got one grandbaby and just decided it's time to focus more on that and do other things. So Shirlene's been a great employee for 13 years and be sorely missed. But, you know, with what I've already announced and everything else, I can't say that I really blame her. So while it'll be a change for the office, we wish Shirlene nothing but the best.
Yeah, and that was it when it comes to the meeting. You said y'all were out of there pretty quickly last night, but I do know that you're a member of the Kosciuszko Lions Club, and y'all are working on those food baskets, right?
That's right. All right. Donations have come in really good. We were a little concerned this year might be a little tough, but the money's come in real good so far. People that are in need of a basket, if you know someone, you can call the KEP office and get a card, or you can contact any Lion Club member and we'll try to get you a card. But we're going to take, though, James Metters is the chairman of that this year, and I think the 7th may be the deadline for to collect the cards. We, the Lions Club, with the help of my mayor's youth council, will pack them on December the 14th, and they'll be delivered on Wednesday morning, December the 16th. So, well, you know, we just appreciate the community supporting this. I think right now we're approaching about $8,000. It takes about 10 to do it, so we're well on the way to do that. Just we appreciate everybody, especially in these times. Given, you know, we have anything from small donations to some sizable donations, so we just appreciate anything.
All right, that's Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft for Minute with the Mayor. Mayor, thanks for being on virtually this morning. It was an experience.
Yeah, I hope you get to be the better.
Thank you, Mayor.